And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's
on the air right now.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 102 of the Big D and Bubba podcast.
Yes, with 15 essential vitamins and minerals.
Real quick, we do want to get out our sponsor. Thank you to LifeLock once again for sponsoring the podcast. And no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD for 10% off.
LifeLock.
LifeLock.
LifeLock. Yes, hello. Is this LifeLock?
No, this is LifeLock.
This is LifeLock. I think someone has my identity. Okay.
You know what? I just realized. I'm going to go fix that while you talk.
What's wrong? Well, how bad is it?
I'm pointed at the roof, the ceiling.
Is it on a selfie?
Yeah.
There we go. That's a good, great podcast, Cam. Bubba.
Good so far. Good, it's great.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he did that on purpose, but I kind of hope he did.
Maybe.
And then turn the lights up a little bit.
A little bit. A little touch of light.
Yeah.
There you go. You want it all to match?
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Let everyone see all our curves.
Well, I'm out of breath when I go to read the LifeLock script. I'm like, LifeLock, nobody can prevent all life. Because I've been running around trying to get this camera going.
What's going on? How about Randy Houser? Randy Houser came in and sang and did. Ooh. I just got a text message from Philip about our Philip Gibbons, one of the greats. And he was like, hey, I just want to tell you how great the Randy Houser Willie Nelson song was.
It was awesome.
And he wasn't even going to, honestly, he wasn't even going to do it. He was just kind of, he finished it kind of like it was a throwaway. You know, he just kind of like, oh, okay, anyway.
Because it is to him. Whenever you have that kind of talent and you can sing and sound amazing like Randy Houser can, it is a throwaway because you're so used to it. You've been doing it your whole life.
I just realized, Bubba, my boy.
Why?
Because you managed to keep me completely out of this shot.
Well, if you want to get in it, you can. Just scoot forward.
I don't.
Somebody
don't
will swipe right on you.
I just thought, oh, let me look. Let me just see how. I'm worried because I sit kind of slouched. Mm-hmm. If in a normal podcast, and the ones so far that we've done live on Facebook haven't been normal because we've had other things going on, I bring in my chair from my office because I don't want to sit on this stool for 30, 45 minutes.
Right.
And so I realize
you should go to the bathroom.
I'm sitting here. Thank you.
Sorry.
I realize I'm sitting here ready. Lounged in my chair, leaning back, and I probably look like Jabba the Hutt on camera. But nope, not on camera.
Is it super dark? Is it super dark?
No, here. See, you can see you. You kind of see him, but you can't see me.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I am okay with this.
It just went dark. Did you see that? Did it go dark on yours, too?
No.
By the way, it's interesting because I think the dynamic has changed a little bit on the podcast as, you know, we have to explain things sometimes that are visuals now.
You know and, what? The screen is frozen and it's not working.
Oh, well, it'll fix itself.
Yeah.
It will fix itself because it's got to.
Well, it's the technology that you guys are the most excited about. For a
like
while,
in the future?
Now. For a while, Periscope was the big deal. And then Facebook came out with their video thing. What is the is there a technology that you guys are most excited about right now?
I don't know. Bubba's on a ladder fixing the thing.
And I did, by the way.
I don't know. That's a rough question.
I mean, there's little things like, oh, hey, now Twitter has poll questions. That was exciting for about 2 days.
I never did one. Never.
They still have it. You still do it.
I don't know if I want to.
And then Instagram has changed it. Now you can do, you know, videos. Remember back then you could only do pictures on Instagram. And then they did videos. And that was a big deal. Okay. Or not.
I think internet stuff that I'm most excited about is the integration of everything. Like Facebook keeps buying everybody, and when they do, it integrates it and brings it in, and you know, like with Instagram with the videos mm-hmm. and all that, it helps kind of put everything into one place.
Yeah.
I guess I thought I fixed the frozen video stream, and we've got almost 1,000 some odd people going, it's frozen!
Oh, it's moving again.
Is it?
Oh, it is on mine.
Okay, good.
Somebody do something.
Move our...
Somebody do something.
Someone jump up and down. Move your arm.
I'm on some kind of crazy delay because I'm not seeing you moving your hand at all.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm looking. I hit refresh and it's good. Okay, anyway, so yes, you can now watch us actually tape the podcast live while we're doing it.
I just think it's neat that you can do that now, you know, where it's two different, we're doing a podcast that's audio, but it's also video, it's a video podcast. I just think that's really cool that technology allows you to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but look, in 5 years, we'll look back on that and go, oh my gosh, remember when we were doing that? Remember when Bubba used to take his cell phone and hang it from the ceiling so that we could get a good shot, and we had a cable running all the way? Remember we had a cable?
Yeah.
You guys remember that? We had a cable that had run to it.
Did you see the new iPhone 7 is not going to have a headphone jack?
Yeah, it's all going to be Bluetooth.
It's all Bluetooth. Now, what do we do? Because, like, we plug our phones in all the time. We're like, oh, let's see Randy Houser comes in. Let's see what music's on Randy's phone. And we plug directly into it. All going to go away.
No. It'll all be Bluetooth.
How are we going to pair
Bluetooth into the board?
They'll have a Bluetooth receiver that has a cable that goes into the board.
Jeez, that's complicated. That's unnecessary. It is. Then people have to connect to your thing, and it's the password or whatever.
Oh, whatever. You guys are
I'm just saying.
Fuddy-duddies.
Why? What's wrong with headphone jack? Who thought, you know what we really need? We need to get rid of headphone jacks.
Tim Cook.
Who's that?
Tim. That's what. Who's that? Who's says that? The droid man.
That's right.
Well, I listen.
Loyal droid man.
I wanted to get those wireless headphones, but they're so expensive.
That's not the problem. You don't want them in here because they have latency.
No, anybody? I don't mean in here. I mean out, like at the gym or something. When you have
Bluetooth headphones, and it just gets rid of the wire.
And my phone is so big.
In your pocket?
And you put it in your pocket, and it like you go walk across the gym, and your pants are on the ground. It like pulls you. It looks like I got like a one saggy butt cheek. It like literally pulls half of my pants down because I don't have a butt.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a butt, this wouldn't be a problem.
What if you had a belt?
I can't put a belt on workout shorts.
What about tying the little string? Don't they have a string on yours?
No.
All of my like sweatpants and workout type pants.
They did, but they go through two washes and it gets yanked out. My machine is some sort of devil machine.
Tie a little knot before you wash them. If you tie it into a little knot, then it won't get sucked into the little thing and sucked out of your whatever.
What about suspenders? That would work.
Yeah, but then it would accentuate your belly.
You know these guys who wear the suspenders. I'm thinking, man, you shouldn't wear suspenders.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who should wear suspenders. Unless you're a clown, don't wear suspenders.
People love your neon shorts that you're wearing right now.
Oh, yeah. Big D's big on those neon green shorts.
Dude, I've got like 5 pair of these.
Okay. Hey, what's going to happen? Because I'm looking at this. Jimmy, thanks for bringing this up. So we're talking about the wireless things. Everything's going to Bluetooth, like the new iPhone, like we said a minute ago, going to with no headphone plug. This guy says, Jimmy says, not all cars have Bluetooth.
That's right. Mine doesn't.
What do you do in that situation? Does that mean you can't
plug my phone in at all?
Somebody who listens to podcasts while they're driving around?
Not anymore.
Because a lot of people listen to our show in the morning and then they go and listen to the podcasts in the evening driving home. So they get double the Big D and Bubba. So they're now all of a sudden going to not be able to use their podcast.
Well, they can still put headphones on.
Do you want people driving? First of all, they're already distracted. Do you want them to be wearing headphones too?
Well, it's not like they're going to hear me coming anyway.
Sean, what do you mean? How about us firemen that wear them? Wear what?
Suspenders.
Suspenders.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's not fair because firemen can get away with that. I've never seen a fireman shaped like me.
I have never seen
what?
Yeah, he's like a captain or like retired a something.
Captain with a volunteer fireman.
Yeah, I didn't really do much. He's like shows up and like people are like, oh, it's just cool to have the traditional, you know, fireman T-shirt with the thing on the back, you know.
Yeah,
I'm concerned that the only person that keeps saying over and over again that I need to be in the camera shot is a dude.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
How do you know that's a dude?
I think Nate is probably a dude.
What about Kyle? He says wave, Patrick.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, just show them where you are so
I'm
they
here.
Can
I'm over
poke
here.
Your hand into the camera shot.
I'm not 100%
there you
sure
go.
The
There's
is.
Patrick.
Is okay.
All right.
Patrick's so funny. How is your
and by the way, Carson is in the other room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Carson, if, come in here so if, we can see well, the back of your head on the camera.
She might be busy. She's no, probably... She won't even be in the shot either.
Are you doing any more date? Getting big dates this weekend?
Nope. My date this weekend is 7 years old, and we are going to watch My Little Pony.
That's his daughter, by the
yes.
way.
Sorry. I realized that sounded creepy. Yeah. How sad is that? That you don't immediately assume that that's what I meant.
I know. No, we did. We just, we're joking. We kid.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, that's our big plan. Amber got Evangeline sun catchers for her birthday. The ones, the little clear.
Yeah, you stick them to the windows.
Yeah, you have to paint them first. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Because I was putting it off until we didn't have
God, that sounds so awful.
Yep.
I just can't. Everyone goes, oh, stay with this, you know, hang on to those boys. They grow up so fast. It did not go fast. To me, it was a long,
you're in the stage now that you really like.
This is the best stage.
Yeah.
The best stage is when they can take care of themselves. You can leave the house. They're fine. And they're doing, you know, they're not cool.
They're not babies anymore.
My dad
anymore.
Was that way. My dad liked us until we were like 5 or 6, and then you know we just annoyed him until we were like 17. So
sorry, I dropped a baseball bat.
Oh my God, I thought that was a tone like when a new program starts up. You know, like bang ding ding. That's what it sounded like. What do you have a bat? What bat
you
is that?
Is my why Bubba has a bat in the studio?
No, that's my. It's
I'm a prepper.
No, this has nothing to do.
Every time there's some kind of weird thing around here, it's like what is that? Why is it? Because I'm a prepper. Yeah.
No,
why
this
do we have two
this
locks,
has nothing
locks
to do.
On the doors?
This has nothing to. We do have double locks on the doors.
You know why? Because you're a prepper.
No, yeah. This
why
is.
Why are there three layers of locks between
I will
us
tell
and
you,
the people outside?
This,
the
my friend. Is my my batting cage bat. It's a junk bat because it's just there to be beat up. It's just a batting cage bat for softball.
Why is it in the studio?
This is like swinging a big oak tree,
yes,
man.
Yes, I know. Exactly.
Cool. Oh, this is heavy.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Softball season's about to start up again, man.
Are you playing this year?
Yeah, I am. Again.
Good God. This is a 34-28. That is,
and it feels like a 34-34. For some reason, I don't think that 28 is correct.
Well, it's weighted so much on the end, man.
Well, that's a softball thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I bet those guys can kill the ball.
I told you
it's
about.
It's always the same looking dude who he's usually a redheaded, bearded, pot-bellied guy.
Just ginormous.
And he just crushes the ball.
There was a guy, when I was a little kid, my dad played softball too, so when I was a little kid, I used to go watch him play. They were playing in a tournament in the Houston Astrodome back in the day, which was, was that the longest fence in all of baseball ever?
I don't know.
If not, it was pretty dang
was
close.
It 400, 380?
It, not no, ever, it was, but for a while, it was the longest one.
Well, anyway, it was you had to be a man to put a baseball out of there. And
especially center field.
There was this guy on one of the teams my dad was playing, and this guy, every time he came up to bat, he would put a softball into the upper deck.
Golly.
That is insane. That's like hitting a 600-foot baseball.
Wow.
He was just huge, man. He looked like a fireman. He looked like what you not like the dancer firemen, like the ones who really are the ones who are doing it. Just corn fed, solid. This dude was launching.
Bubba just managed to offend the dancer firemen.
Yeah, what's wrong with the dancer firemen?
Well, they're just shaped different. Usually, they're much more petite.
Was it? Are we talking about the same thing? What do you mean dancer firemen?
You know the
dancer
firemen. Whenever they have those charity events and they have the
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ones like the guys who go and they dress up like firemen.
No.
That's are you covering your tracks now? I can't tell.
No, a dancer fireman is somebody who isn't really a fireman.
You're talking about a stripper?
Yes.
Okay.
Who dresses like a fireman?
Yes, and they're usually little dudes.
That's not at all the same. That's not at
why
all
wouldn't
what,
you
I
call
that,
what I said.
Why would you say that's a dancer fireman? Why wouldn't you say that's a stripper fireman?
Yeah, or a fireman
stripper.
Dancer, you know. You got your
that's just a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Very.
I'm sorry for choosing my words terribly.
But anyway, so are you going to play this year?
Yeah.
I thought you weren't going to play.
I bet your foot was all bad. Your ankle.
It's my ankle. It is. Yeah. Somebody's mesmerized by the Knight Rider light in the back.
Hello,
Bubba's
Michael.
Bubba's mesmerized by people's comments on the Facebook screen.
I really
which
am.
Is distracting
it's,
him
it is.
From doing the
yes,
podcast.
Yes, I'm going to play softball again. Yes, I do have an ankle injury, and yes, I do have a recent history of hamstring problems because I'm, well, 50 pounds overweight.
Oh, my God.
Therefore,
how would you love to be 50 pounds overweight, Big D?
50 pounds overweight. 50 what pounds. An amateur.
Stop.
50 pounds overweight.
You guys,
my doctor
you guys
would
are
do a
used
backflip.
To that.
She'd be so excited.
Patrick, like, hey, what happens when you go to see your doctor?
If I lost 100 pounds, I would still be 50 pounds overweight.
Here, I'm going to be your doctor, and tell me how close I am to how the conversation goes when you go to see your doctor.
Oh, God.
You, by the way, you have a chick doctor?
Yes, I do.
Cool.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Does she do your physical and everything?
Yep.
Really?
She's dude, my doctor's cool, man. I'm sorry.
That's
I don't care.
Come on, that's weird, man. Come on, stop trying to defend that. That's weird.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I could do like the physical with her. Because
you think about it, it's less weird than having an old man do it.
No, I have a
get
Korean.
It.
I have
get
a.
It.
No, I have a Korean
don't try and turn this on to. Don't try and turn this on us.
I'm just saying it's less weird.
I like my man Korean doctor. He's awesome.
Good for you.
I walk in, he's like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing?" Oh, and he pats my belly. You're turning into a bigger Bubba.
Oh, my goodness.
Soon your radio will be Big D and a Big Bubba. Thank you.
Do you tell that same joke every time?
Every time.
So, okay, you walk into your doctor's office,
okay,
and
yeah.
I'll be her. She opens the door. Now, as you're waiting for her, do you have to have your shoes off, or do you have a...
Well, it depends what you're there for, but, you know.
Just
sitting. Let's pretend I'm
what were you there for
sitting
last
on the thing.
What were you there?
I was there for bronchitis, so...
Okay, all right, I walk in the door. Oh, hey, Patrick, how are you?
Good.
So what are we here to say? Oh, my God, you've gotten huge. Is that how it goes?
It's very close. It's very close. It's where she'll find ways to slip it into conversation like this. Like, well, you know, this will probably this probably work itself out. I'll get you some antibiotics for the infection. And here's something for the cough. And... you know, all of this would be easier to deal with if you were, you know, 100 pounds lighter.
Oh, I thought she was
really?
Going to say.
It's bronchitis.
And
how
here's
bronchitis
some diffentermine.
Oh, no, she won't give me the drugs, man. But it's like, how would bronchitis be better if I were lighter?
Does she try and bring that into any kind of conversation?
Anything.
Like, I hear, like, here's a cup of coffee. It's really good.
Nah,
it would be better if you're 100 pounds lighter.
Everything would be better. Everything.
Does she ever open the door, like into your door to find you? And she opens, she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God, that is you. I didn't recognize you. I don't know. I think a girl doctor is weird.
I mean, no.
It's like when I went to my doctor. Like, my aviation doctor is my same as my regular doctor too.
By the way, hold on. In case my wife is watching, please don't text right now because we're running the video stream of the podcast on my phone. And I don't want
I wonder
to
if that's
out.
Why it keeps freezing up.
Maybe not. I don't know. She just texted me, and it didn't freeze this time. So,
can they see what the people are texting you?
No, no, no.
Oh, that
but
would
I
be
just
great.
I got the notification on my watch, and I'm like, can't be doing that. That's
mine
also
is still paused over here.
It's also my little way of saying I got the notification on my watch.
It's your way of saying I'm a nerd.
Yep.
Anyway, so my doctor is he's cool, and he's. He's exactly what you think I would go to. Some.
An old white man.
Yep. And we come in there and we talk about politics for the first 10 minutes. Then we talk about airplanes for the next 10 minutes after that.
I don't want that, man. I want to go in and get it done and go. That's why I love Dr. Wei. He's great.
Man, you like Dr. Wei because he'll do whatever you want.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Dr. Yeah. Way, I need a shot.
Well, no, he understands that because we do radio, that it's very important for us to be able to talk.
And not talk like this.
So when I start to lose my voice, I get the steroids. I'm like, hey, you know, am I good to go? And he'll look at my records and go, yeah, you haven't had one this year. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Then I drop trowel and somebody comes in and sticks a needle in my hip.
Why they put it in your? Or is that the where they do it?
It's on the border between the hip and the booty.
It's like right
There.
Yeah.
We'll show the camera over there.
It's like right there. I don't know if they can see that. Oh, I almost fell. Right there.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so what else went on this week? What else would it? What's going on with you guys?
Frankie finally learned to ride his bike.
Yeah,
this is really a crazy little story. My son is 10, and when I tried to teach him how to ride a bike when he was like 4, he fell, and you know what happens when you got a little kid and they fall? It's kind of like me with horses. I fell off a horse when I was 5. I don't ride horses. And because horses scare me to death. That's
horses
what...
are glad you don't ride them, too, by the way.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he never just completely disinterested. He's like, I do not want to be even around bikes. And then finally the other day he came to me and said, hey, Dad, I think I'm ready. I was like, he's like, to ride my bike. So we came here to the studio like 6 o'clock in the evening. So there would be nobody around to watch him. And he picked it up. In 25, 30 minutes, he had it, and he was riding around on his own, wobbly. But every day we go, and we practice, and we ride, and he's getting much better.
Good.
So, yeah, now he's in. Now he's in the club, and now he's got that. Remember what it was like to get your first bicycle and have that freedom of being able to go anywhere?
Yes.
I mean, the game is going to change for him, and he doesn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I used to ride my bicycle miles and miles and miles. When I don't know if your parents were the same. They didn't ask where I was going.
Everyone's was the same. We all just went.
We just were like, hey, I'm going to ride my bike. Okay.
And you were gone. You didn't come back until the sun was going down.
I would go at least 5 or 6 miles away to friends' houses, riding on the side of the highway and you name it, and I would get to wherever. Sometimes there wasn't a shoulder, so I had to ride in the road. Yep. I mean, you name it. I would go to my friend's house, hang out for a while. We'd put somebody on the handlebars, ride halfway home. I'd drop them off at their place, and then we would go riding back. I mean, we would show up, the streetlights would come on, they would never question what we were up to.
Nope. But you know what? Do kids even care about that now? They have cell phones, so they're not. See, cell phone gives you freedom,
access to your friends.
Access outside of your people in your house.
That is true, because we didn't have that.
Because I was having a conversation earlier this week about kids don't even care about getting their driver's license now. Not the way we did. Like that, I can remember being 10 and 11 and dreaming about turning 15, because back when I was a kid in Louisiana, it was 15 to get your driver's license. I can remember dreaming about that for years and years, and waiting for that moment when I was 15, I'd be old enough to drive a car, and working and saving money and staying in good
graces
with
right
my
way?
Parents
what?
so that I could you know, have a car. And that was all I wanted, was a car, because the car was a way to get out of my house without my parents and go. Now you have, you know, a cell phone and a Lyft app, and so who cares?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Zach has his permit, and he drives, but, like, when we go to somewhere, I'm like, hey, you want to drive? He's like,
nah.
It's just not a huge,
oh
like, to
God,
me, I
was
like, yes, can we go somewhere? I want to drive. And it's not, I think Gunner will be different, you know. Like, Zach, I'm like, hey, what do you want for your first car? He's like, he knows nothing about cars, and he's just like, I don't know, something like that. And it's like a Corolla. Yeah. And then Gunner is like, what do you want for your first car? Oh, I'd love to have a, you know, like a Mach 3 or a...
He wants an old muscle car.
You know, a fastback. I don't know. I'm sure, Dad. You know, something really cool.
Something awesome.
So he's the one I'm going to have to really watch out.
Get him a pickup truck, man.
That's
the best vehicle for any boy that first gets their car, because that's a game changer. I mean, that's where you learn about tailgating and just hanging out. Like, it was cool the day we were doing the bicycle thing. I backed my truck in and popped the tailgate open, and we'd take breaks and we'd sit on the tailgate. And he's like, we never do that at home. Mm-hmm. But over here, that's what you do. And he was like, wow. Hey, Dad, can we put the tailgate down again? And I'm like, yeah, we can. There's something cool about having that freedom and having that tailgate and knowing that you're doing something cool and different than what you do at home. And that goes back to the bicycle thing, too. That's why we found it so liberating.
Yeah.
Is that all the rules change. You rewrite the rules every time you get out.
That's true. What else? What are you guys doing this weekend?
I don't know.
No plans.
Whatever my wife tells me, I have to do.
You're doing sun catchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing baseball stuff. We're moving into that full steam now.
Well, tell a little thing about the Little League World Series. I think that's fascinating because, as a parent, I would have thought, like, you know, if you've got a Little League age boy or girl playing Little League baseball, what's the dream? You want to go and you want to play in the Little League World Series. That's like the coolest
ESPN
thing ever.
Yeah, you want to
be on TV.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, he's not official, you know, on the All-Star team. Because what happens is you got to play, you know, because he's on three teams. So he's doing his school ball team, then he does travel ball, and then he does Little League. And you've got to play 60% of those Little League games to be eligible for the All-Star team at the end of the thing. So keep him healthy, and he'll have a really good shot at making that All-Star team at the end of the season. And then they take the best of the best out of the All-Star district, and then they compete, you know, around, and then they go to state, and then it goes to the regionals, and then it goes to whoever wins that goes to Williamsport. I tell you, man, when we went 4 years ago, it took the boys, and it was just a guys' weekend, and we went and watched 2 days of baseball in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Was that the year they had the girl pitching?
No, that was 2 years ago, I think, okay. Or maybe a year. Yeah, 2 years ago,
okay.
Or one, I forget. No, she wasn't there. But Monique Davis is her name.
Yeah.
But
he knows her name.
Well, that's
awesome.
She's a rock star.
No,
man.
I know.
But that was the greatest father-son weekend ever. It beats any Christmas, any vacation.
Was it better than going to a big league game?
Yo, my goodness, yes. Wasn't even close.
I mean, because I know you've taken them to several MLB games. And
not even
that
close.
That was going to the Little League World Series was cooler than that?
Little League World Series games and that experience that weekend, I'm going to take it all the way to a 10 and compare that to a Major League Baseball game, which would have been a 2.
Wow.
Our best vacation, or one of our vacations when we went to the Bahamas, that would have been a 5. That's how impressive it was for me. I'm just talking me personally.
Oh, what about them, though, I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they loved it. Especially Gunner. I mean, Zach was kind of like...
Have you ever asked your kids to rank, like, their family trips?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was the best and what was the one
you
don't
and you'll be surprised. They'll remember things way back that you forgot about.
You know what my kids, the standout trip to them... Now, we've taken, as you have, taken them all over to really cool places. Sunday Night Football, the Saints versus the Cowboys in the Superdome is the greatest. All three of them agree. They're like, that was the most fun I've ever had on any trip. Yeah. I'm like, really?
And you would have never thought that.
Yeah, I would have thought, well, you know, Disney, the 8 billion times you've done that.
We overthink it. We overthink it, man. Last night, we were sitting at the house after dinner, cleaned off the table and dishes and stuff, and we played some card game, and we had a blast. It was so much fun. We overthink stuff, man. Sometimes you got to disconnect and get way, I hate to say primal, but old school, man. Turn off all, if it's got an on and off switch.
We play a lot of board games in our house. And I think that's cool because we started doing it at a young age. We would play apples to apples and all that.
Do you have a designated family night?
Not really. It just happens to be whatever night is the night that they're not at sleepovers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because Frank will go sleep with his bud. Somebody will sleep at our house that night. And the other one will be off with her friend.
Y'all do a lot of that?
My kids are always somewhere.
Wow, we don't do much.
Like, Olivia's got a birthday party sleepover tonight. Frank and Ava are going to be at the house. So I have to figure out, all right, what can we do that's cool to those two that the other one won't get upset because they weren't included in? That's, man, when you got that many kids.
That's hard to keep track.
And they get mad. Like, if you watch a movie while they're not there, they go, well, I wanted to see that one. And you're like, well, you should have stayed home.
My boys like to, with the other guys who come in the neighborhood, they'll just come over and they'll just burn stuff in the back. That's the best. It's a big old burn pile. They're just burning. Can we burn? This has got plastic, Dad. Is your mom around? No. Burn it. I don't care. Kathy's like, you can't burn plastic. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, of course not.
What about this styrofoam cup, Dad?
Knock yourself out.
Go ahead. Breathe it.
I don't care.
Don't breathe it, by the way.
That was the best. That's weird because it's one of the greatest experiences or memories I have.
What about this shotgun shell, Dad?
Hold on now.
We didn't have trash service in my house growing up. You didn't have, like.
You didn't?
No.
No, see, we did.
I grew up
in a neighborhood.
I tell Bubba's stories growing up. He's like, no, you did not. I'm like, no.
We didn't have central heating and air.
We had a stove. And
you
we had
did not. You had a wood stove?
Woods, yes. I had a wood
you
stove.
You didn't have a heater in your house?
No. No, we had a wood stove.
See, I grew up in South Louisiana. We didn't need heaters. So it wasn't a big deal.
Need a heater sometimes.
Not that much.
My grandparents have a wood stove. They still have it. And one of those big old black wood stoves.
I get hot as good Lord.
They also had a burn pit when I was a kid. They didn't put trash in trash cans.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't have a trash service, so we burned all of our trash.
All the tires and everything.
So we had two big 50-gallon barrels, like big barrels.
Yep. Like that guy on Making a Murderer.
Yes, exactly like that. Like and we would just go burn stuff. And I remember I'd go through the house. My chore was to go through the house, take out all the trash, put it in the bag, and then go take it outside and burn it. And so I remember my dad always said, don't put in canisters, like with compressed air or something like that.
Oh, like any kind of like a spray can or anything like that.
Aerosols like that. I don't know what that is. I'm a kid, man. I don't know.
Here's some hairspray.
So I've got he's got a can of a shaving cream, Barbasol.
Oh, you mean Bombasol?
That's exactly right. Put it in there, man. I'll never get. I'm sitting standing there, just kind of watching. I'm kind of over by the shed. We had an old tin roof shed next to the house, and boom! And it started snowing in July, and I was like, "This is magical."
You went back into the house, and you're raiding your dad's Barbasol.
It was so great.
Let's do it again.
That was the greatest. I was so scared, and then it really was magical. It was all these little bitty pieces of shaving cream falling. Dude, it looked like snow.
Do you remember just blowing stuff up just because you could? Like learning how – this is like pre-Google and all that, where you would have to learn from somebody who learned from somebody who learned from somebody all the
You always had a guy. You had a bud whose dad went to NAMM.
And they knew and how to they, improvise
he
explosive
knew, he
devices.
He figured it out, and then you learn from him. Because you're right. We didn't have the internet.
And you can't Google that stuff now, because if you do,
you
get put on a list.
Yeah, you can't fly after that.
We used to do some things when it was firework time, 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's. We did some, man, we would invent our own freaking fireworks. We would take the fireworks we had.
Like cut them open?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was doing this
to make,
at 8
to make
nine.
Giant monster fireworks?
Oh, yeah. It was all about blowing stuff up. Yeah. I hate even talking about it because, I'm so – I don't want other people to know how to do it. But we used to make bombs. Because – and not to be, evil with it.
I know.
But just
you're being a boy.
Yeah. You make a bomb. You bury it under dirt.
We used to blow up anthills.
And then see how big of a hole you could blow in the ground with it.
That's right.
That was what we would do. That was how we would spend – hours out in the country doing that.
Dude, we had crawfish. Again, if you didn't grow up in this, we would have crawfish holes in my backyard. And basically, the crawfish would dig a hole in the ground and leave. I know Patrick knows. They would leave these things about four inches tall.
It looked like a little chimney.
It looked like a chimney coming out of your yard. And that's like where the crawfish would hang, So we would go and we'd stuff M80s in there and just blow those
First
up.
Of all, that's respectable, but you can make a better homemade bomb that'll still fit in a crawfish hole.
Oh, yeah, we learned.
And blow an 8-foot hole in the ground.
And now, I mean, dude, if I had only known back then about things like tannerite.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we wouldn't have a finger is what we would have.
So we were afraid of shaving cream, things like that. We had always been told if you got a fire near one of those things, it would blow up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it will.
It will, yeah. So here's the God, I really don't know.
Yeah, be careful. You don't want to be put on a list, dude.
Should I say it? Here's the game.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Don't. If you think it's at all marginal, just move on.
Oh no, it's not. No. If you have a burn barrel, okay. You set the burn barrel. You get it going hot, and then you take three or four cans. You really only need one if you just keep going and getting it. And the game is you had to get far enough away. We had a setup of a barricade of a turned over table. And so we would just kind of crouch behind it to see the thing explode. But how are you going to get far enough away before it explodes? You throw it in a burn barrel, it could explode in a second. It could explode in 10 seconds. You don't know how long it's going to take for that thing to hit. So we would get 30, 35 feet away, me and my cousin, and just take turns, just throw it. Oh, no, he missed. And go back, get it, because it fires in the barrel. It's not anywhere near it, so it's totally safe. Go grab the freaking can, go back behind the barricade, stand there again, and go, okay, it's your turn, go. Throw.
That probably took you 7 years. I've seen you shoot basketball.
That's like redneck basketball.
I tell you, it's easier to throw that than it is to shoot a basketball. And it would usually take 7, 8, 9 tries until somebody would get it in, and then boom!
It's basically you guys are playing Army. You're throwing a grenade.
Let me tell you, think of what the Barbasol can did in an open burn pit. In a can, in a big burn barrel, it's like a cannon. It shoots it up.
Oh, that's what mine was. It went straight up.
Straight
up in
there.
It was the coolest thing ever. It was awesome.
Somehow, I think my kids are going to listen to this and go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know my dad was such a bad person.
Yeah, this is,
you know, they're
going to
hear this, you know.
That we didn't have phones to play with. We didn't have, you know.
We used to, this is the absolute worst. We used to take firewood, and we'd build a fire, but we'd leave just the tips in there. And we would run through the woods throwing burning wood, like, you know, 2-foot-long things, and just throwing at each other. And if it would hit a tree in front, you'd see the sparks go everywhere. I mean, we were this close to starting forest fires. We were so dumb. And we
would
burn our friends.
I was embarrassed to tell my story until I heard his story.
Richard Johnson lost like half his hair one time because he caught on fire. And, dude.
You ever make waterproof bombs? Where you could
put it in the water,
where you
put
could throw it,
in a pond.
Light it, and throw it in the ditch or throw it in the canal. And
no, but
it would
I don't
up.
Think we should explain all this on here.
No, I'm not going to explain how to do it. But
I don't
want to
get flagged by iTunes. Hey, this is
it was just
crazy
fireworks.
Stuff.
They weren't strong. It was just little fireworks. They weren't even as strong as the ones we would use in the ground. But you'd need something that was waterproof enough to where it could go under the water, and the you had to wait till the wick was almost done, throw it, it would go under the water, and then it would explode.
Well, so I remember
we had a different way of doing it.
The rumor was that the, what was the big, the red ones, the real big
M80s.
M80s. Yeah. Yeah, the thing was that you could throw an M80 and it would go up, it would go off underground, underwater.
It would. Look at both of us simultaneously. It would.
Because we couldn't buy them. Like, you could get them for a little while, and then they stopped making them.
Because people used to flush them down the toilet. Like, you'd light it, throw it in the toilet, flush it down the toilet, and then it would blow up the plumbing. You know, so that was why they stopped selling those. A lot of fun in a pond, though. Lots of fun.
You guys ever take sodium and drop it in? Never mind.
No, I don't know that one. All right.
Let's keep moving.
High school chemistry.
Anyway. Stuff you learn.
All right. Well, good stuff. Fun week.
We devolved into how to kill yourself with explosives.
Yes, kids, do not try anything.
Don't
you've
do any
even,
of that.
You've
None
even heard mentioned at no. all. But yes, burn barrels, fun.
Well, it's just good memories, man. Just growing up. I think most people grew up very similar to what we did. Especially dudes.
Yeah.
Out in the country.
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of ladies over here going, oh, this is the best ever.
Yeah.
Kimberly Fireworks. Says we have a lot more viewers than listeners because we only have 17 listeners.
Jeez.
Don't believe everything you see on the internet.
What?
Anyway. All right. Are we done?
Yeah. Once again, thank you, LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection you're going to find anywhere. So go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD, no space, just BIGD, for 10% off. Are we done now?
We're done. Yep. Have
Bye,
a great
everybody.
One, y'all.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
I love the I'm sorry at the end.